Since 1955, it's been a place in downtown Fresno where Christ leads, where people care, and where lives are changed. That place, the Evangel Home of Fresno, ministering to women and their children in crisis. This is the weekly radio voice of the Evangel Home. Welcome to Heartline. Your host is this guy right here, Jim Tuck.
Well, as always, it's a delight to turn on the microphone, and I'm across the table today from Jerry Brenneman, director of all things Evangel Home for all of these years. Jerry, how many years?
Well, you know what? As we record this show, it is May 1st, and I started here May 16th, 1988. Wow.
Yeah.
This 24 years, coming on 24 years. Wow. I'll be getting my gold watch soon, huh?
Well, at any rate, you've been seeing a lot of transitions here and have been a blessing to a lot of people. And it's a delight. I feel privileged to have this opportunity to labor with you in this small way. Today, let's start with the history of the Counseling Center, because that's where we want to focus on the Counseling Center ministry here at Evangel Home. When did that start? How did it come about?
Before I talk about the Counseling Center, since you brought up my 24th coming up, I can go back 24 years and do a little history of counseling. Because when I came here, we had the crisis home and we had the apartments. We now call them crossroads. We used to call them something else. And we had a couple of volunteer counselors. Harold Gady was one. Dr. Schmidt was one. And they used to sit in the crisis home in a little room here, and they would talk to the women. Hmm. And through the years, we realized we needed deeper counseling. We needed more people involved. But for the most part, it was volunteers. And then it was not until 2006. Now, through the years, we had other people join us to counsel, and we expanded, but it was always here in a room or next door in an apartment, and it was specifically for Evangel Home residents, period, women and their kids. Well, in 2006, we bought the house on the corner next to the apartments because it was the local crack house we wanted. It was for sale. We wanted to get rid of it. Mm. Not the best reason, perhaps, to buy a piece of property for God, but it cleaned up that corner. And at that time, we were thinking about expanding our counseling services, that we could move our two counselors over to that house and then basically get it off the campus. So Alan Doswald and his group of volunteers from Love, Inc. and ESA were here in the summer, I think, of 2006, when we were just beginning to make that transition and figure out what we were going to do with that house. And I had said counseling. And Alan led us in a prayer outside because he thought, what a great idea. And I'll never forget his prayer, thanking God that Evangel Home was going to open its counseling services to the community. And I remember just about slapping my hand over Alan's mouth and saying, stop that! That is not what I said, God. Don't listen to him. But he went on praying, as Alan will. And at the end of the prayer, I remember thinking, what would that look like if we opened it to the community? Because that certainly was not part of our plan. I had never thought about it. But that's really basically how Evangel Home has grown, is that we present a little seed or a little stone, and God does something we never thought of. Kind of like the garden. Remember, that was going to be for women coming from prison, and God let us get it all prepared, and then he turned it around, so it's for women instead of prison. We would never have thought of that. We would never have thought of opening our counseling services to the community. But we did. And then along came Dr. David Rose from Pacific University with his class of interns. And some of them needed projects for their counseling degrees. And then he called and said, hey, could we send some of our students there? And the other missing piece was we needed a supervisor. And then along came the best supervisor we could have had in the world at that time. Can I name him or not?
Probably.
I'm going to name him. Wes Thiessen was wonderful. Mm-hmm. God brought together the exact people we needed to launch that counseling center, including the interns we chose that year, Jim. We needed women or men who were just going to stop at nothing, go in there, be able to even decide what kind of artwork would be on the floor. They had a job to create it. Not only were they going to counsel the people, but those first interns were helping us build it. So I look back and I think, wow, beginning with buying that crack house, and then Alan's prayer, and then those first interns and Wes and all of it. It was perfect. And every year now, we have grown in the services we offer. Now what we're seeing is more and more children needing help. Mm-hmm. And we do not charge for the counseling services. That's part of our kind of upside-down ministry. We don't charge for anything because people wouldn't be here if they had money. So does that mean the only way you get help is if you have money? No. We try to use God's economy when we can. Mm-hmm. And we use it at the counseling center. We have two professional counselors who don't make much money. We will have three interns this year. And the five of them will see a whole bunch of people. I think the first quarter this year they've had about 300 contact hours. That's not 300 different people. I forgot how many different people. But right now, as you and I talk, there are six regularly seen children, like mm-hmm. every week, every mm-hmm. other week. Those children are all children that went through Evangel Home at one point, and then their moms got better, and they thought, oh, so-and-so is having some issues. I think I'll see if I can get him into counseling. Mm-hmm. We have six right now. When school lets out for the summer, the schools begin to call us, and they say, hey, we've got a kid here who's in counseling. We have to, you know, the counseling services are gone for the summer. Can you pick it up? We've been able to do that. And we're every year now, I see that we're getting, if we had the person power down there, it would explode. We don't have the person power to do it. So we've got a waiting list right now. I probably shouldn't even be talking about it because that'll get more people interested in it. But maybe it's time for it to explode in numbers.
Hmm. Yeah, I now that you have opened that door, I hadn't even thought in those terms, but maybe this kind of exposure is going to trigger the thoughts. God is going to initiate some thoughts in the minds of hearts of a listener, someone with some expertise or the ability to provide more space or both, because this is certainly... there was really recently an article in The Bee, you said, about the fact that there is no counseling opportunity for children in Fresno.
There is no inpatient help of any kind. There are counselors who specialize in children. There are counselors, of course, who help kids. But if you have a child that is in desperate need of counseling and medication, there's nothing in Fresno. There is no unit where you can take your child for that kind of observation. Parents have to drive. I think there's a place in Bakersfield they can go, or then the up north places. But it's a huge problem in Fresno. What do you do if you have a bipolar child or you have an autistic child who needs in residential care? There's nothing much you can do except take them out of Fresno, get help, and then come back. Now, our counseling center would not be able to help to that extent, but we can certainly help with the kids that aren't quite that intensely in need of help yet.
Well, let me ask you this, and maybe you don't know, but there are obviously going to be a lot of kids in the community who are bipolar or whatever and need that kind of help and not able to pay for it. What are they doing right now?
Nothing.
So the school program and then off for the summer.
Off for the summer. Or I have a feeling there's probably an awful lot of, boy, and I'm probably really speaking way out of my comfort zone and maybe inappropriately, but I wonder how many kids are misdiagnosed with ADHD or things like that that can be a cover for so many other things. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, get them on some medication and, we began to see it here as more and more of our women were having mental issues that we couldn't deal with, and there is no place to send them. Mm-hmm. And I cannot imagine the poor people in the mental health field struggling with that have just got to be overwhelmed and exhausted.
Mm-hmm. You know, and to just change the subject a little bit, Jerry, but it was triggered in my thinking on the last program we recorded with Zelina, who's a graduate, has come back because she can't find any program for childcare, so she can't keep a job, and the struggling now with how to provide for people in that situation. Were this ministry accepting public funds, those kinds of considerations would not be an option. Adjusting the ministry is only possible because of our listening friends who support financially what goes on here. And I think that is such a huge reason to consider contributing to the ministry of evangelism, because we can adjust on the fly.
We can see the trend and adjust. You know, you talk about the government steering a ship and trying to correct the ship and turn it around. How long that takes and how many different angles you have to have and how much input. Here you can see it, you can identify it, and you can do it.
Yeah. So we appreciate you, our listening friends, who are praying for us and able to contribute financially. So,
and Jim, I want to say I think the whole counseling thing is really out of my area of expertise. Mm-hmm. If I sound like I don't know what I'm talking about, I kind of don't. I just know that there's nothing in this town for really disturbed kids, mm-hmm. and Evangel Home can't even help them.
Yeah.
But we can help the less disturbed.
So if that triggers a thought with you, my friends, let the Lord lead you, and you can give us a call at 264-4714. Jerry, we have about a minute left, and as you said, we're recording on May 1st. What comes to your heart beyond the Counseling Center as you look through the summer months?
I also want to thank First Presbyterian Church and what they've done in the Learning Center. You and I have to have a program over there. I'm just getting excited already about our banquet. Mm. I don't have a clue about the banquet, what we're going to do. An Amazing Race, which is coming up in June, and that's one of the most fun things we do for our women.
Mm.
So those are a couple little things that I'm thinking about. And then I think about our money drops and paper products drop. So if you can't afford $25.
Drop some paper money on us.
If you can't afford paper money, then we'll take paper. Very clever. It's funny how things like Kleenex and toilet paper also go away in the summer.
Hmm.
Part of that is because so many church groups don't meet in the summer, and so that they've been a source for us. But I'm seeing more groups form that keep going all year. I'm seeing a lot more youth groups form that go all year and want to help. And I'm seeing an awfully lot of young people who they don't do evangelism the way, you know, it's kind of, this isn't your father's evangelism.
Yeah.
They're just into things. You know, I'm all about water. I'm all about air. I'm all about paper products or whatever. So I'm seeing some of them step up, which is really very exciting.
Hmm. Well, thank you, my listening friend. And there's some thoughts to consider as you head to restock your paper supplies at home. Pick up a spare. Bring it to Evangel Home. That would be so greatly appreciated. Jerry, thank you for your time. And my listening friend, we do want to ask you to continue to pray for us faithfully. And if you can help, everything you need at home, we need in much bigger supplies here at Evangel Home and just more people here. So give it a thought as you head to the store. And Ken, it's your turn. Thank you so much for taking our conversation and turning it into a radio ministry. And pray for these radio stations, friends, too. They are significant inputs in people's lives throughout this valley. And we look forward to our next adventure right here on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
You can find the Evangel Home of Fresno on the World Wide Web at evangelhome.org. Or that number again in the 559 area code, 264-4714. Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.